are now listening to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talkdown TV with P and Ryan.
Welcome to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talkdown TV. This is P alongside the John Stockton of Fantasy Football Managers, Ryan. If you're watching, it means you're on YouTube, and we kindly ask that you drop a like and hit that subscribe button. If you're listening, it means you're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, and all other podcast platforms. We also kindly ask that you hit that subscribe button and leave a review. I try to say that with a smile. So it's
what up? I think you can hear it when you say it with a smile.
Right?
It's good, bro.
Nothing much, man. I was actually thinking about something, and it's kind of a topic that started in our chat. And before we get into our league, we started talking about playing in free leagues. And there's people that, like, you know, if you look at for Yahoo, for instance, on that platform, it keeps your, it gives you tiers, right? So depending on your record, you'll have a tier. So you'll be at diamond if you win. You'll be at platinum.
And like levels.
Yeah, there's different levels. So that is all based on like the leagues that you play in, right? So a lot of us, when you look at our records, a lot of us, most of our records, if not all of them, are in paid leagues where obviously the competition is going to be a little more strict, right? Mm-hmm. But you have some people that you see that they're at a certain level, but then you also look at their history and they're in nothing but free leagues. So I wanted to ask you specifically, what do you specifically think about free leagues when it comes to like gauging someone's skill? If they told you, I won all my championships last year and they told you they were in free leagues, what would you say?
I stopped listening. Once I'd ask what was the buy-in or how much they won or whatever, but like, again, it's not about the money. Mm-hmm. I guess there's bragging rights, but there's no incentive. Like, that's why we do compete at the end of the year. It matters a little bit more when you get paid too.
Yeah, you're right.
I think in our league at this point, I think the bragging rights matter more than the money a little bit, but because it's been such a competitive league for such a long time, that's different. But at this point, if you're grown, you shouldn't be playing in non-paying, unless you're doing it for fun. But I used to do that when I was like 12, 11, but that's because that's all we knew.
I think that even if you think about it from like a practice perspective, I'm not sure how you can emulate a competitive league or move that you would make in a competitive league based on a mock league.
Yeah, you care
less. That's all that is, really.
Yeah, you care less.
And I think that when we were younger, we did a lot of those because we had the time.
yeah.
You know, and yeah, maybe I spend a lot of time mock drafting to prepare myself for a draft, but it doesn't mean I'm going to actually be in a, what was the term?
He said it was pretty much a mock draft that went live. Yeah, I was dying.
In the comment section below or in our email, thefantasystandardtfs@gmail.com, let us know what you think about being in free leagues and what the benefit is. Because I know some people like having their families, or maybe they want to show some, maybe like you have some younger people in your family that want to learn fantasy. So this is a nice way to show them. But I think that at least you'd be like, yo, let's everybody put $5 to make it a paid league. Yeah. So let us know. You ready?
Yeah, man. Let's get it.
Let's get into this recap.
Ladies and gentlemen, a brief moment to recap the Lights Out Fantasy Football League. Lights Out League, where you never know what Nelson will do next.
All right. So, Ryan, do you want to introduce this, man? This is kind of like your brainchild here. This little segment, it's this new segment that we're dropping.
It's not my brainchild.
Shout out to Pootie, I guess. We got to give Pootie some love for this.
Well, the originator of it, first off. Man, the chat last night was on fire.
Yeah.
Nelson was talking to himself. And we were just observing. I don't know if we were even fully understanding what was happening, but the only thing I heard him say was 2 cents. And I think it was it made sense to me what he was trying to say, but it didn't make sense when he wrote it out. we're coming out with a new segment, and I think we're going to try to drop stuff that's going on in our league that maybe doesn't make sense, mm-hmm. but we're trying to make sense of it.
Yeah.
So with bye weeks coming up, a lot of people on bye, a lot of people realizing that they don't have that much depth. There's been a lot of trades going on in our league.
A lot.
So you want to touch on that?
Yeah. So this will probably be where we're going to discuss that. Also, you know, this segment is also one where we can give our two cents on something specifically, on something maybe that was talked about in the chat, or if anybody wants to, you know, maybe like a discussion type aspect. Yeah. Like I can give you my two cents there. Mm-hmm. That's but I like that we're gonna have that going forward. What did you want me to talk about?
Just the trades overall, people.
Yeah, so trying to make trades often. I think this has been one of the busiest weeks we've ever had in the history of our league. Normally trade talks pick up towards the end of the year, or when not the end of the year, but when the trade deadline is coming up. And then we'll get like three trades that'll happen. But this time I feel like every week we've gotten a trade, and this time we've gotten, how many trades was it? It was
six, I think they said.
Right? So we have, the most recent one was between CP and Suicide Squad surprised us on Sunday.
Yeah,
they surprised us on Sunday with a trade. It was CP sending Adrian Peterson, who he's probably tried to send AP to everybody, or pitched AP to everybody. And he's sending him to Suicide Squad, who's trying to rebuild his running back depth because he lost Saquon Barkley. And he's sending Cam over to CP. CP has Dak. So bye week replacement, it's an excellent choice to have. I mean, other than that, I'm not sure. Again, I don't care about vetoing trades if they felt like it was good. What do you think about that trade?
Sorry, man. Doesn't hurt me.
I think we talked about the Julio and Singletary one in last show.
And Montgomery, yeah.
And my trade that just happened today is I needed a tight end. I think every year I either go in with the mindset that I'm going to draft a tight end early and I just completely deviate from that, or I just neglect the tight end position and I'll have one in mind and that person will always hit. I just never keep that person or have that person for some reason. So I made a trade for Zach Ertz, and in return, I sent Rojo. But I also had Ebron, and this is Suicide Squad. And so that he doesn't have to go to the waiver wire to get something, I just gave him Ebron, and I asked for Slayton in return, Darius Slayton. I feel like that was a good trade. Obviously, I'm in it, so.
It was solid.
But yeah, that's why I like negotiating with managers like that, because I feel like there's some managers, and I think are we done with the trade talk, with the trades that happened in our league?
Yeah.
So I do want to segue into what I kind of wanted us to speak about a little bit, and this has been a hot topic in the chat, and it's about trade etiquette. And what exactly are the unwritten rules of trade etiquette, and not specifically pertaining to the transaction itself,
yeah,
but what happens with that information, what happens with that conversation, you know, like what do you think about that? What do you feel like are the unwritten rules when it comes to making a trade and a gentleman's agreement, or being part of, like, per se a business deal where you're going to make this trade?
I mean, I've never been one to talk about it. I mean, now we have platforms where we can talk about it, so it's a little bit different. Yeah. I think times have changed. But personally, it just depends the situation, the circumstance. If people are going back and forth and it's just sheer disrespect, I think it's just to make them stop abusing.
Yeah.
You just put them out. So.
Yeah,
it's not a bad thing, but it's not something that I'm like, yeah, go tell everybody what the trades are. Like, it's whatever. It is what it is.
I think in this it got a little heated this week in our league, and people started just like airing dirty laundry out there. So
I mean, I got a couple I could have, but I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just keep them to myself.
Yeah, we all get them though. But my thing was like, and I admit I was airing laundry because I'm like, I'm reasonable when I want to trade, right? Like I'm not, if you and I have already started talking, right? And I always just try to have some dialogue and we're close. At least I'll say, all right, let's put something down, right? Or send me something because I feel like we're close based on who the some of the players that we've discussed. Now, 5 minutes later, when I get a when I get an offer that's with a player that's hurt and out, right, and someone else who really like, you know, I'm not really fond of it's, then it's like, you know, like don't even send me a trade at that point.
Yeah, like you know, I forget it.
You know what I mean? So I felt like, you know, because I was trying to capitalize on the value that Rojo had. He has value.
Yeah.
He's the starter. That's more than a lot of running backs can say right now.
Yeah.
And you know, somebody wants to chime in and say that, you know, that I'm like trying to sell off Rojo. Of course I am. Of course I am.
I'm selling anybody.
But I don't consider that snitching. I'm sorry, man. And I don't know if like I'm like the Tekashi of the game now, but I don't consider that snitching because I just I shared a screenshot of like the trade offer I got.
Yeah.
But what do you think, man?
Man, like I said, it is what it is. I don't make too much of a big deal of it. I don't care if people screenshot trades that we've offered and post them.
Yeah.
It hurt my feelings. If you ain't trying, you ain't. If you're not trading, you're not trying. So.
Yeah, that would also maybe create a little oversight.
Yeah.
Of someone trying to send out an outlandish trade offer, they'll probably think about it like, "Damn, is he gonna blow up my spot if I send this?"
Yeah. Like,
now we've created a checks and balance for that whole process.
That's facts.
On this show, see, we're just doing the people's work. All right, so we so if we look at, you wanted to talk about celebrating early. Do you still want to do that, or do you want to just keep going to the recap?
We can talk about it during the standings.
Okay, all right, perfect. And in the trash bin, there's nothing.
Yeah, so you can say this week the trash bin is empty. So
it's empty. Yeah, it's empty. Next time, if you have anything you want us to say, you can also comment section of any episode or email us at thefantasystandardtfs@gmail.com. Now let's go to a recap of what happened last week, the games that happened last week. And the first one was, because I'm looking at my account, obviously it's going to show me. So when I win, I'm like eager to talk about it. But when I lose, I just want to go right to the next one. So I just put up a puny 89.12 and I lost to UAA 109.46. Honestly, I'm not even going to give the whole backstory, but I played a player and I did something that I normally don't do. And the results spoke for themselves.
Yeah, you pretty much lost to Tom Brady this week.
Yeah, and Brady had a great game. It benefited Evans, but I didn't have every other receiver on the team. Yeah. So it was a really good win. And Stephon Diggs, solid. Love Stephon Diggs. You already know that. And then we already know what Kamara's doing this year to the league.
But, I mean, the rest of his team, I think we talk about every time Nelson plays somebody, and the facts are there. He plays against people who don't score many points in that week.
Well, it's proven.
Yeah, his points are against are one of the lowest in the league. So is it luck matchup, or does he have a really good team? So we'll see.
I get what
maybe he just whoever he plays that week just does their worst. So and it works all year and he ends up doing something with it, and we'll see.
Yeah, that happens in fantasy too. You know,
he's got some type of kryptonite or some shit going on over there.
But hey, I like my matchup. When I have my matchup, I like it.
Yeah.
10 times out of 10. But you know, GG's to you, my brother. You got the W. Next game is HHM. And let's go. And let me tell you something. This was an actual fun one to keep an eye on because it was actually close.
Yeah.
It went to Monday night, right?
Yeah.
HHM, who's now 3-1, looking good there. Won 97.62 to Let's Go 95.92. When is Let's Go going to get his first win? Not sure. Beckham went crazy this week.
Beckham went bananas.
Yeah. it was fun to watch that the Browns, you know, devise all these plays up.
Yeah.
A surprise, but not surprise when you consider the person making the move, Jamal Williams in a flex, bam, throw him in there. Of course he's going to get you 10 points.
Yeah. I mean, again, when you have guys, and I've had guys that give me 30, 40 points and I've lost, it's not sustainable. I think you need more of a balance within the lineup. So yeah. Shout out to HHM for winning, but I know he's a little bit worried. You'll take the win and move on. Mm-hmm. Let's go almost came through, but again, we know what his team has to offer. Mm-hmm. still not doing anything to try to make his team better.
What does it have to offer?
Don't make sense to me, but
what does Let's Go team have to offer?
I don't know, something, because they ain't offering nothing right now, but we can move on to the next one.
All right, the next matchup is No Limit Soldiers going up against. Hey, actually, if you look in Craigslist, there's a new ad that I wanted to read to you. It's a finished basement. It's a finished basement that's for rent.
Nice.
It's newly renovated. I'm not sure if it has a full bath though. We'd have to check. Who put up in their last matchup 137 points. And No Limit Soldiers who ran into a limit.
That's what I said. I think I said last week when we were talking about the matchups, the only way that No Limit lost was if he somehow, if whatever this guy's name was last week, we could somehow limit him. This, and I mean, I don't know if he limited.
I think before he changed his name to that, it was the limit.
Yeah, the limit. Yeah, yeah. So I mean,
he ran into it, but 72 points. I mean, let's 72 points.
Yeah, that's below measly. I don't even have a word for that, to be honest. But again, we talk about ceiling weeks. This is a ceiling week.
Yeah.
Mixon getting you 36, Gurley getting you 18. That's not happening every week. But
losing
Drew Brees came through. Will Fuller came through. Tyreek Hill has been killing it all year. Like, those are guys, and Thielen's doing what Thielen can do on a big week. But I don't expect finished basement to be able to do this every single week. And No Limit Soldiers, I don't know what to expect anymore. I don't expect anything.
Have you given up on him?
I've never had faith in him, honestly. I've told him to his face. I hope he's finally seeing it.
Look at me.
He's gonna have to change his name because there's limits over there and a lot of them. So I don't know, buddy.
Yo, oh man, yo!
What happens this past week?
I think we pick him every week, though. No,
yeah, I know about this week. He lost his best player, so that might be changing.
And you know, you look at the matchup and you think, would Chubb make a difference there? You know, with Goff giving.
Yeah, no, I mean, not. Injuries hurt, but yeah. He still put up 72.
But yeah, like 137 is just hard to beat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just hard to beat.
All right, let's move on.
Let's move on to the next matchup, and that's Will going up against you.
Yikes.
And he made it a game.
Yikes. My man said he was going down swinging. I got to give it to him, man. Oh. This man have to – and not for nothing, because he had to deal with injuries at the beginning of the week, but somehow, miraculously, all his players ended up playing. It's like –
Yeah. Last minute, right?
Gatorade or Magic – I mean, Michael Jordan's, like, secret juice or whatever from Space Jam. But I've never in my life ever seen somebody get a concussion in the middle of the game, test for it, and then come back into a game. I've never seen that.
They took his helmet away, actually.
Yeah, Chris Carson.
We're talking about Carson. Yeah.
He's not human.
No, he's not.
He came back and abused me.
Yeah.
DJ Chark abusing. He had a great week, but it just wasn't great enough because, you know, over here at Why So Serious, we put up. We don't just talk. So we backed it up. Every single body, every one of our position players, double digits.
Wow, look at Chark, man. 21 points.
Yeah, man. My man went down swinging. And it took him getting 22 points from his defense.
Yo.
The Patriots looked like the New York Jets Monday night.
Yo, Stidham was seeing ghosts, I was saying.
Yeah, all those quarterbacks were seeing ghosts. But,
yeah.
I mean, I got to give it to Will. He's had the last 2 weeks, been some tough losses, but hopefully he bounces back. Hopefully he doesn't.
The Galladay to Stafford stack, you just picked up Stafford the week before. That turned out to be a good one. You know, 3 passing touchdowns. So that was really nice, man. You know, it's good to have weeks like this and then have another one, because I think you had another pretty good week the week before, right? So
yeah,
this helps you in the standings, man. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. So you got anything else for this?
Nope.
All right, so let's go to the next one. And it's Dead Presidents, who's right now the favorite and the number one team. And the whole show didn't even, it wasn't even like the entire show. I think it was like, that was like the first 5 minutes.
It was like a trailer.
Yeah, that was like the trailer. It was like a snippet, a tease. This is a teaser.
Yeah, for a movie that's coming out 2 years from now. This is like Marvel announcing that they're coming out with the next Avengers movie.
Like 10 years from now. Yeah, Dead Presidents, who's now 4-0, and they scored 137 points. It feels like they're scoring over 130 every week. And the whole show, or the condensed version, in parentheses, 74.4 points, man. That's
measly, below measly.
If these two scores were golf, you'd actually be winning.
Yeah.
So yeah,
almost doubled him up, which is a shame.
He almost doubled them up.
I mean, and this is why I try to tell people, you can't expect these guys to give you those points that you get excited about a week and like, oh yeah, I got him. That's not how fantasy works.
Mm-hmm.
His best player this week was Cooper Kupp. I'm talking about position, not counting quarterback.
And he's trending in the right direction.
Yeah, like, Cooper Kupp, I mean, the touchdown. Mm-hmm. But Zeke had a pretty decent game. But Jonathan Taylor, again, 7.9. Mm-hmm. His value is going down. Gesicki, he ended up starting him over Kelsey because I guess he assumed that the Patriots would shut somebody down. Kelsey didn't do so great.
But I think that was the COVID situation also, the not knowing, and then the replacement also.
Yeah, and the Seattle matchup as well. And then his boy, Calvin Ridley, who's single-handedly been carrying him every single week.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest donut.
Yo, and it sucks because Ridley had a touchdown in his hands and let it, like, go into the other team's hands. That was wild, yo.
Yeah, it was.
That was wild.
And he got all day, would have never dropped that.
No, I mean, yo, is there a bet between you and John there?
Nah, I'm good. Kevin really had too big of a start. Kenny Galladay just too.
I mean, rest of the season. You don't even count the beginning.
Nah, I don't know about that. The Falcons suck too much.
Yeah, and they got to just throw.
But again, their presence, man, I'm not going to say, you've heard it me say every single week, but you know how I feel.
Yeah.
Next matchup.
Yeah, McKinnon, I do want to say, did you expect McKinnon to get the ball that much? I mean, you expected him to get double digits.
I don't know, man. The game was weird overall.
It was a weird game.
Kittle got like 1,801 targets.
Welcome back to Kittle. Yeah. The dude is a stud, man.
I just feel bad for McKinnon because if he keeps getting all these carries, he's going to be McLimpin. they need to relax. And I'm sure they're happy to get Mostert back because
he's going to be McInjured.
Yeah, he's getting abused out there. So,
all right. We got anything else for this matchup?
No.
All right, and the last one to recap is Suicide Squad, man, who fell to 0-4, going up against COVID Proof, and they might be the same person. So, we're not quite sure yet. But 83-111, COVID Proof pulls off another win. They're 3-1, and Suicide Squad is 0-4. They got to pick it up. But Suicide Squad has been making moves to pick themselves up. What do you see here?
I like Suicide Squad. He's not giving up.
Yeah,
he's making these moves. He's trying to compete, and for that, you can, I mean, give him some props. Yeah. And I'm gonna be 100%. I played COVID Proof this week, and we'll talk about the matchup a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're getting 50% of your points from a quarterback, I mean, the Cowboys suck really bad.
Yeah,
but when you get consistently 40 points, 35 points from your quarterback.
I'm telling you, every year.
I don't know if it's sustainable. I don't know if it's sustainable. So
every year he does it.
We'll see what happens.
I feel like we're here again.
I think, hold on, let me go back to recap. Was it week one that he lost?
Who, COVID Proof?
Yeah. I'm checking. So if you want to talk while I look.
Yeah, nah. So,
no, he won week one. Okay.
He lost. He beat me.
He lost last week. Oh, Dead Prez. Oh, because he actually ran into a team that actually scores points. Okay.
Man, he beat me by 3, I believe it was.
Yeah. So, I mean, is Dak going to keep doing that? We don't know. Are they going to be like, hey, we need to win games? Dak needs to stop throwing the ball so much?
The defense has no say in that, bro. That Dallas defense is bad.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But maybe they try to be more conservative. So, because the turnovers is what's hurting the Cowboys. And we'll talk about that in the matchups
Yeah.
on Thursday.
Tomorrow, yeah.
But
the next episode.
Yeah, we'll leave it for that. I don't want to get too deep, but I mean, he's getting it from his quarterback, so can't be mad at that.
Yeah, Edwards Hilaire, you didn't know if he was going to play. Blankenship, we already talked about that. And, you know, Russ on a low, if that's his floor, you sign up for that immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Anything else in this matchup?
No. Chris Thompson, oh, man.
Chris, yeah, but, you know, again, we'll talk about it. He made a move. Now Chris Thompson, he doesn't have that problem anymore.
Yeah, thank God.
Let's go to the next week.
All standings, and then we'll jump into the week.
Okay, yeah, let's go to the standings, see where we are, see where we stand.
See where we're standing.
So now, with Dead Prez at first place, they haven't really relinquished that.
Ending lead.
And they have the points to back it up. So
best record.
Yeah.
This is where we talk about, okay, what? Because I always say records are overrated, but they matter a little bit. I'm just saying in essence to, like, what your points look like as well. So here, the points match the record. So it makes sense. So I hope people understand when I say that. It's not because I'm like, oh, no, you only got... No, it's not that. If you really are looking and understanding how these things work, your record is only going to hold you so much. And No Limit Soldiers is a great example. Not to pick on my guy, but he's 2-2 in ninth place.
Yo, he's going to hate this part right here. Yo, he's about to stop right now. He's about to put that Arnold Schwarzenegger gym that he puts. Yeah, that's
what he's about to do. We don't have the same 2-2 record. So hope for his sake, he gets wins because his points are looking very measly.
Yeah, you're getting there goes a gif of Denzel Washington right there.
and on the other side, Suicide Squad just been running into a buzzsaw of teams just pounding him. He's given up 502.
Wow, 502 points.
That's insane, man. I sympathize for him.
Yo, that's wild.
But I don't at the same time because I've given up the second most. So
yeah, I'm there with y'all. I know what that feels like.
So I don't feel that bad, but I mean, like I said, you got build team that can score points, and if you have that, then at least you know you're going to compete every week.
Yeah.
Some of these teams,
you see the waiver moves, you see the amounts, they starting to tick up little by little on some of these teams.
Yeah. We got three teams over 20 moves already.
I'm leading the pack. I think I made like eight moves in like 5 minutes.
Averaging five moves a week.
I was averaging five moves a minute this weekend. Let's go still. And Suicide Squad, who's gonna get the first win? Who do you think is gonna get the first win?
Well, when we go into the matchups this week, we'll see. I mean, maybe when they play each other.
Hey, before we pick, in the comment section below, who do you think is gonna get the first dub out of those two? Let us know.
When do they play each other? Because that might be it.
That actually might be the matchup to watch.
They play each other. Oh my god, week 11. Oh no. Oh, that's not good.
Nah, bro. I think Suicide Squad gets their win first.
Yeah, yeah. Now he's building up. He plays John this week, so who knows?
All right, let's... On that note, anything else?
Nah, let's get right into these matchups for this week.
All right, let's get to this matchup. So the first one that I have here is my matchup and my guy, the commish, HHM. So this should be a very fun matchup. It's always like a chess game. Yeah. It feels like. So right here, I'm 2-2, eighth place, and HHM is 3-1 in fourth place. I'm projected 96. I have two empty spots, and he's projected 104.55. Do you see anything in particular here?
I mean, we know HHM is limping into this matchup. He has a lot of Buffalo Bills. Three, counting the defense. He has two Browns. So a lot of his points are going to be coming from pretty much two games for the most part. Julio Jones, he has him out there. We're going to start calling him Julio Hamstring because it feels like he's always getting that thing hurt. But
I just feel like if he's not 100%, what's the benefit in having him out there if Gage is a really nice...
Yeah, I think the Falcons just use him as a decoy at this point. They're like, oh, it's the threat of him, and
yeah,
I don't get it.
You're not going to let him get healthy by using him that way.
Yeah, yeah. I like the move you made this week. You got stronger at the tight end position. Yes. It balances your team out even more.
Yeah.
Tyler Lockett got to come back to earth this week. He's playing the Vikings. That's a really good matchup. Mm-hmm. Lamar against Cincinnati. Jacobs against KC, who's been looking like they can't stop the run. So we'll see. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Who are you looking at? I mean, I think you're picking yourself, obviously. You're not
going to pick. Yeah, you know. And
it's kind of a dumb question. Yeah,
but I think I'm intrigued to see what moves he's going to make, because I feel like he has a few that when I look on Sunday morning, I'll be like, ah, shit, yeah, that is a good move. You know what I mean? Like, I still feel like he's, by the time it's Sunday morning, his team is going to look like,
it's
pretty much there. Like Henderson, you like Henderson if you know Henderson's going to get the work, but is it going to be Malcolm Brown Henderson, or is it going to be Henderson by himself? You know what I mean?
And Cam Akers looking like he's coming back this week. Right, so. But my pick, it seems to everybody I pick, usually the other person wins. So I'm going to be picking the person that I want to win. So I'm going to pick the opposite of that. So I'm going to go with AGHM this week. And that's it.
All right, perfect. Let's go over to the next matchup. Man, week five is going to be crazy. The next one is, No Limit Soldiers.
Versus Les.
Going up against the 0-4. Let's go.
We're on Win Watch.
Is this Win Watch?
Wow.
Win Watch alert.
Projected to beat the No Limit Soldiers. Wow.
Michael Thomas is back. He has Mahomes in the lineup. Gordon splitting work maybe, but Singletary maybe took the job from Buffalo. Higbee, who's been solid. Freeman, who looked pretty decent, and that's a pretty good flex play. So this is probably the best I've seen this team all year.
Wow. And Pudi doesn't get his stud tight end, Robert Tonyan, because he's on a bye this week.
That's right. Oh,
Nick Chubb on the IR.
That might be pickup of the week or the year, depending on what he does.
Noah Fant is Noah hurt, so he's not playing. And I guess he's not starting Fournette. I guess he can't trust him. Murray is a good RB2 play. He's been looking like he's getting a lot more carries, so I do like that. Mm-hmm. Against the Chargers, well, I don't know. Like, their whole defense looks different depending on who plays, but
yeah.
I don't even know what I like. I'm gonna be I'm trying to like something. I'll be honest. No Limit has a lot of tougher matchups.
Yeah.
But we got Mahomes versus the Raiders.
That's a division game, so you'd have to look at the history and see.
I think both of these teams have tough matchups.
Yeah.
To be honest. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be whoever can put up 80 points.
Michael Thomas is gonna be coming back Monday night knowing his first game that he played wasn't even a good one.
Yeah, and then
I expect him to get like 15 targets. It's Monday night. Oh, nah. It's Monday night. Drew Brees is gonna literally like pepper him with targets.
He'll have Latavius Murray battling with him back and forth. So it's gonna be something to watch for Monday. So
very true. This is a really good matchup. I know we laughed at the record and you know the fact that No Limit is second straight loss, but this is gonna be a good one.
Yeah, who are you taking?
He laughs. It's confidential.
He laughs. I plead the fifth.
Yeah, he called me a snitch, bro. I'm on witness protection. I can't.
Nice.
I signed an NDA. I can't.
I'm gonna go with the opposite of who I want to win. So I'm gonna go with No Limit this week. Because it's hard for me to root for him to win.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna go for him just because, you know what I mean?
He's our boy, but
it works that way. Yeah. No hard feelings. He knows that.
No hard feelings.
But
I'm gonna pick them to tie.
And earlier today, he asked Finnish Basement how much the rent costs because he looks like he's on his way down there.
Oof.
All right, who we got next?
Did they disclose the price or no?
He said I didn't see what the reply was. Okay. I think he said the price is still negotiable.
Okay. All right. So, hey, speaking of which, we have Will going up against a finished basement for rent. I'm not sure. Again, we don't know if it has a full bath.
Yeah, he still looks like he's working on his things. He's still making changes. Still renovating, putting the floor down. He said he got hardwood.
Yeah, hardwood. Okay, yeah, yeah. So that'll take a few weeks, and then
he got a good floor. He got hardwood. He got Hill, Thielen.
Maybe a little. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean, see what I did there?
Yeah. He got. Oh no, he's going up against Waller.
Yeah. His ceiling still worked. They're still working on the roof, so the ceiling is still. We don't know what's happening there, but Will puts up points. Yeah. I don't know. He just. Carson, I'm scared playing Carson every single time I have to face him.
Yeah, man. And I feel the same. I think it's safe to say I feel the same way about Connor.
Yeah, and he's back this week. I didn't have to pay him last week, but he didn't have to play Derrick Henry. So,
yeah.
Touche. But, man, Will's team is good on paper.
Yeah.
He needs to put up points. He just gets the bad end of the sticks, it seems like. But he goes from putting up 86 to 120, whatever he put up. I don't know, Will, man. You need this.
The important thing of what Will has done with his team this year, and I think that that president has done the same and some other teams, but maybe not quite to this level, is I think he's built really good depth.
Yeah.
His depth is solid. And there's other teams that have really solid benches too. And that's why he's been able to endure these injuries and maybe these COVID games and these delays and postponements. And plus he's an active manager. If you look at basement, Tyreek Hill and Thielen have been a solid duo, and Gurley has been a pleasant surprise, right, with Atlanta. I mean, are we shocked they're actually using him? But Mixon had his blow-up game. He's going up against Baltimore. Yeah, so
expectations lower them.
Yeah, yeah. So do you think that Mixon will get 30 points again the rest of the season?
Mixon will never get 30 points ever again in his life. Not even this season. He had 3 touchdowns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's not happening again. I'm sorry. 151 rushing yards. Like, I love Joe Mixon as a player, but that was just a perfect situation last week. Yeah, not happening again.
What do y'all think? Let us know in the comment section below. Will Joe Mixon reach 30 fantasy points? 30? Is that the number we're
Yeah, 30. He put up 36 last week. So
are we going to do 35 or 30?
30 is fair.
All right. So
he won't come close to that.
Ooh, what is the closest you think he'll ever come to that?
He can put up over 20 again.
Yeah, like 25.
Yeah, because I mean, 2 touchdowns and 80 yards, 80 total yards is 20. Like, I can see Mixon. He's capable of that. But 36, let's be realistic.
That's out of his league.
Yeah. He's overachieving there.
Not that he's a bad player. I totally.
Oh, yeah. I'm just being realistic. I'm sorry if I'm being realistic.
Yeah.
It's like me expecting Aaron Jones to score 40 points every week.
Exactly.
I see Aaron Jones scoring 40 again before I see Mixon scoring 36.
Yeah.
And it's not because he's on my team. It's just.
No, it's because he's done it in consecutive years.
Yeah. But yeah, this is going to be tough. Mike Davis against Atlanta. He got Chark against Houston. Mm-hmm. Joe Burrow has to play Baltimore. Tough matchup. Looks like he's riding Joe Burrow, man. He don't really have another quarterback. It looks like he dropped half his team because his whole bench is empty. Who knows what he's doing?
I think, you see that he has Justin Jefferson on the bench, man. He's an amazing player.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think that's what he has that we know is really good. Right, but Will, on the other hand, if you look at his team, that's what he has that we know is good, and I like that better because it has, again, it has the length.
Exactly. Nah. Again, I'm gonna go with my tactic. I'm picking finished basement here. and then we'll move on. Who are you taking?
I'm gonna take Will. I've been doing the direct pick.
I agree.
Touche. The next one is dead presidents going up against another team.
Another team.
Yeah. No, because this team doesn't feel like we show them love. So I just feel like at this point, bro, just open the floodgates. UAA, we've been showing love. I feel like we've been in the middle.
Yeah.
He feels slighted. So I told him we're going to really give him a reason to feel slighted.
Yeah. I mean, he has a decent squad.
Yeah,
they put up.
Kamara's been a quarterback.
QB one, yeah. He's got more points than Drew Brees. And I think that might be true. I might even cap him.
Yeah, and this matchup, oh, is actually matchup of the top three. So that President's 4-0, UAA 3-1.
Can Nelson pull the upset? Can he? Is this a possibility?
Is this the week?
Is this the week? Because, I mean, Tom Brady had a tough matchup with Chicago. He doesn't have a quarterback in there right now. And his other quarterbacks, I don't know what he's doing with. But will Tom Brady throw 5 touchdowns again? Who knows?
I think Brady is hitting his stride. Got a tougher defense to play this week. So.
And Thursday Night Football, so.
Yeah, exactly. That President, what can I say? Let me be the one to talk about your team.
Yeah, because I'm tired of talking about it.
Kittle, the crazy thing about what he's been doing this year is that he's done it without Kittle in his lineup.
Facts. And then he comes back and puts up 25 points.
Yeah, and you wonder
to catch why. Up, he's like, yo, my bad. I knew I was out for a little bit. Here's 25.
I saw that and I said, that's why I have to make a move for a tight end, because the great teams have production at the tight end position.
Yeah. If you look at the build of all the great teams, and I mean, I guess you can put myself there, but they all have 2 stable running backs, 2 mm-hmm. stable receivers, a decent enough quarterback, and a tight end that could go off.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You always want one that has the potential to give you 25, 17, 20. Because that just changes the landscape of your score. He's got Damian Harris in there this week after putting up 10 points. I mean, playing the Denver Broncos.
He took over Sony's role, basically. So
Yeah. I refuse on my comments on the New England backfield. But
yeah, ouch. Never. I don't want any stock in that backfield.
Yeah. They play KC, who has the worst run defense, one of the worst run defenses in the NFL. But let's see what they do against Denver.
Mm-hmm.
It should be a good matchup, I think, this week. Again, it goes to show what he's going to be sweating it out Monday night. Because if he's not up at least 20 and Kamara's playing,
yeah,
he's shook.
Absolutely.
I'm shook.
Heartedly. Yeah.
We'll see. London's been pretty consistent, averaging about over 120 points a week. So Nelson's going to have to bring it this week.
Yeah, agreed. On this one, I am going to go with Dead Presidents, and I'm not even going to blink. I don't think I'm going to pick UAA ever for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I'm picking UAA because you know why.
Yeah, because you're exactly.
Gotcha. Reverse psychology.
The next matchup is Suicide Squad going up against the whole show.
Another 0-4 team with a possibility to win.
Is this
wow? Is this the week where both 0-4 teams win?
Because you have one of the best fantasy quarterbacks with Suicide Squad. You have a wide receiver that basically broke out last week, even though he's already been having a great year in Cooper. Tyler Boyd, who's as steady as they come as a wide receiver too. Now he has Montgomery. Right, he lost Barkley. He traded Julio for Montgomery, and now he's getting Ronald Jones.
So Thompson will be out of his lineup most likely.
Yeah, Thompson will be out of there. He's getting Ronald Jones. Ertz will be out of there, and Slayton as well.
Yeah, but he has Hockenson is on a bye. Wow. Yeah,
so that's why he's getting Ebron.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So Ebron is going to be in there. Pittsburgh playing Philadelphia.
Okay. And then he has to fill out the rest of his lineup. But
exactly, he has to figure out the rest.
I don't know, man.
I'll tell you what, 2 weeks ago, this matchup is a no-brainer to the whole show.
Yeah, facts. Man, is it me or is it Deshaun Watson underperforming this year?
He has been, but if you look at his schedule, he's had one of the toughest schedules.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And he's also had to battle his coach.
Yeah, now his coach and GM is fired. So
Romeo Crennel, I'm not sure if we remember.
He's a defensive coordinator,
isn't he? And he was the Browns coach and the Chiefs coach at one point. So how did he run those teams? Yeah, did he run the ball a lot? And I'm guessing that this is more about David Johnson than it is about Watson.
Wow, so you're saying sit Deshaun Watson this week?
No, I'm saying I would definitely. You always played Deshaun Watson.
I'm kidding.
That dude's a warrior, man.
Yeah, I like it. He has some good matchups. Got Cup against Washington, Ridley versus Carolina.
Yeah.
Gotta make up for that donut, so we'll see what he does.
Yeah.
Zeke versus the Giants. I can see the Cowboys going to run the ball a lot more, so I can see Zeke going off.
The Cowboys have to. I feel like I feel like maybe this is why they're in such high scoring games. I feel like they're in a hurry to go down the field and score.
Yeah, they got to do more clock management. They got to take time of possession. Jonathan Taylor against the Browns. We'll see. Kelce against the Raiders. Like, he has good players. Again, they have to – these are he's projected 123. That's pretty damn good.
That's amazing.
That's pretty damn good. But, I mean, projections don't mean nothing.
And Gallup
– 119 last week, and he put up 74, so.
You don't love Gallup's role in that – in that offense right now, so
yeah, he seems like the odd man out. Yeah, everybody's gonna get 1,000 yards except him.
Yeah, pretty much on this one. Man, you got Russ going up against Minnesota on Sunday night. My God.
And I looked at the over under like earlier, it was 57 and some change.
Oh man, tune into that episode, the next episode. We're gonna definitely dig into that matchup, but oh my God,
man. Yo, is this the week where both 0-4 teams really win? Like, I'm being serious. I'm not trying to.
I know, and I know you're being serious because, you know, we joke around, but we literally just want to give an honest opinion as to who we feel like, not playing favorites and not trying to be cool and not trying to like slight anyone.
Suicide Squad improves this team a lot.
Yeah, you know, you got to think of Rojo being in there and how does that look? I don't know. I think that you have more of. You know what the thing about Suicide Squad that scares me? On a week-to-week basis, he has Russell Wilson who can put up a 40-burger or a 50-burger up there, right? So the rest of his team doesn't really have to do much. And he has now a stable foundation with the rest of his team that he can easily put up. He can maybe hold his own against other teams. I just think that John has underperformed the last 2 weeks, and I think he's due for a breakout.
Yeah, I hope not, but yeah.
I think it's going to happen.
With that being said, I'm going to pick John because, you know, every time I pick John, he loses. So I'm going to pick John again.
Sorry. It's less to do about the reverse psychology. It's more about the strategy.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. All right. Moving on.
Yep. Last match. Is this the last matchup?
This is the last matchup. And it's you and COVID Proof, who's 3-1 going up against.
Is this matchup of the week?
This is the matchup of the week.
Is this the matchup of the week?
Aside from Carl's. No, not Carl's. Aside from Let's Go.
Yeah. First Booty.
that's battling with this one for the matchup.
Win watch. I think this is going to shake up the standings a lot.
Yeah.
COVID Proof is hanging on by wins. We know he can score points.
Yeah, he's got his guy, Prescott.
Yeah. If Jack Prescott can get you over 30, you're looking like you're in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
It's just the pieces around his team that kind of scare me.
See Antonio in there, Gibson.
Gibson, he's rolling with Antonio. Still doesn't know what he's going to do to his flex. Hopefully he makes the wrong decision.
He's been dying to start Antonio Gibson.
Yeah. And, I mean, he's been traded away all his running backs, so maybe it's now he's giving him an opportunity. Makes sense. On the other side.
Juju's back.
Juju is back, yep. I have Ben on my bench, so contemplating I could block Juju if I wanted to, but
Ooh, I like what you're doing. You're going with Cousins going up against that weak Seattle secondary.
I think they're disrespecting with the 19 projections, but I mean, rightfully so. Cousins hasn't been blown the league.
Yeah, he's got to show it, man. That dude's brutal sometimes.
I got Aaron Jones and Kenny Galladay on the bye this week. I'm glad they're getting it in out of the way early so I can get my. So now I'm going to have both my running backs already gone through their byes after this week and my number one receiver. So going forward, I'll be looking like I'm in a prime spot to just keep pushing. So I got James Robinson, Derrick Henry in there. Mark Andrews, I mean, you already know. He can give you 17 or he can give you 2. And then I got Debo in there coming back. Hopefully he gets involved more. So it's going to be a good one. Prescott is going to have to carry his team like he has been, seems like, for the whole year.
He's playing the Giants. I don't see it stopping.
Yeah, and then we'll see what his other pieces can do. With that being said, I'm going to pick Keith.
Got it. Henry back, you know, Henry, it doesn't faze him. The Buffalo defense is stout, but it doesn't faze Henry. Henry's almost matchup proof. Robinson and Foles, I mean, you'd like to see chemistry there a little bit earlier, right? Not like just like the last minute of the game.
Yeah, wow.
That was really bad. But you know, you'd like that. And then Cousins, dude, it scares me to see that.
No, yeah, absolutely. I'm scared too.
But I get it. You know, I totally get it.
And I have to somehow try to match Prescott.
Like, yeah, it's a prudent move.
I didn't even know I was playing
Yeah. You're trying to get a boom. You're trying to get a boom on the Cousins.
Yeah. And I'm picking a spot. I'm picking my spot here.
Because Prescott is imposing. When you look at the rest of his team, he knows he doesn't have to do much there, the rest, right? Like, he just needs steady.
Yeah. Is this the week Prescott simmers down a little bit, gets like 20, 22?
Is this a Zeke Elliott game with the Giants?
That's what I was saying. Make sure you tune in for the matchups tomorrow. We'll give you a little bit more information if you're watching this right now.
I'm super close to picking Keith. I think that your team just keeps it rolling. And to me, the make or break piece in this matchup is Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, facts.
Keith wins is because Cousins gives you a 15.
Yeah, yeah, or a 5.
Or a 5 or something like
that. Cousins either going to put up 10 or 35.
Yeah, yeah.
And exactly. I'll live with that. Yeah. All right, cool. So that's all the matchups, right?
Yeah, that's all of them, man.
Week 5.
Week 5 is going to be fun, especially with these trades that have happened.
Week starting too. Yeah. Well, they started unofficially last week, but officially starting this week.
We talked about how managing gets a little harder now. The draft is maybe 30% of what makes a great manager. Now this is like we're getting to the really cerebral parts of the year, where I think in the next 4 or 5 weeks, whatever, if you can stay over 500 or within 500 or just stay within reach, right, then you're in good position. I just think that you don't want to fall behind by multiple games.
Yeah.
So is there anything else, Ry? You got anything?
Nah, make sure you guys hit the subscribe button. If you gotten this far, drop a like, drop us a comment as well if you're following along with this league. And make sure you do check up our matchup episodes, because we do drop a lot of information and try to share as much as we can with you guys to give you some insight within all these games. And that's pretty much it, man.
Yeah. And in the comment section below, if you've been following with us, if you've been following our league and now you feel like, you know, you know some scenarios and you want to chime in, totally feel free in the comment section below. You can also email us at thefantasystandardtfs@gmail.com. We're both available there for chat. We'll respond right away if you need feedback, if you need help. If you need help on learning how to set something like this up, we're totally open to having that discussion as well. Subscribe. And if you're on one of those podcast platforms, we would appreciate it if you went in and just dropped a review. We would love for people to listen to this content, watch this content. If you have the link, share it. And we are working. I did want to mention before we go, we are working on some giveaways, some cash promotions and cash giveaways. And we are finalizing with the marketing department how we're going to come out with that promotion. But stay tuned, because we're going to give away some money. Yeah. And everybody likes money, right? So be on the lookout for that. Make sure you follow Rye. Make sure you follow myself and you subscribe. On that note, we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, peace out, guys. Peace.